Okay. Let's go like this. What I want to do this week, and if you want, I'll finish up something that I'm going to skip now. Next week, Bli Neder. What I'm skipping at the moment is the Rambam's stress at the beginning of the Shoresh. He basically has two categories at the beginning of the Hakdoma to the Shoresh. He has two categories, the Hakdoma after the Shoresh, excuse me. That he has two categories discussing about the Oynish in Oynish HaTorah, of the Oynish Kores and the Oynish of Mises Bezdin. And he has one case with Bavu Bakosov, and he has another case where it's not Mavu Bakosov, and right? Correct? And Kilu, there's some type of limud about it, correct? There's some type of limud about it that, on terms of the Ashora, that even though the Kores, in all the cases, the Kores is Mavua Bakosov, but the question is the Ashora Mavua Bakosov, right?
It's two cases, right?
Yeah. But what about a case if the Kores is not Mavua Bakosov, but it's only a Pirush HaMakubal? Okay? And if you like, I can talk about that. But I don't want to talk about that today. I have it this written up already, but I do not want to talk about this today. Okay? So that's an interesting question. Okay? Okay. Now, what I want to do today is just simple reading. The Rambam after the Hakdoma has another Hakdoma. Okay? The other, the Hakdoma basically to the Minyan HaMitzvah is getting more than Echad Echad. Okay? Now, he starts in the way it has by me, Chaim Halevi, Ato Aschil Lizko. Okay? Kol Mitzvah, and this is the original Hebrew, HaMitzvah is Mitzvah, Mitzvah. Okay? Correct? So, Lizko is very poor Hebrew grammar, and probably she's Lahaskia. He's basically about Lahaskia, and that's what it is in Kapach, and L'chayr, that's a much better, you know, at least you know what you're talking about. Before, you didn't know anything. Correct? Ve'avayir outside HaPirush Hashem K'mo Shiyadnu B'tchilas Ma'olenu. And he says that he'll explain, okay, the mitzvah itself, correct? Pirush Hashem, what the mitzvah is going on, as he promises, or as gives a haftocha, as he gives a haftocha in the, correct? In the Hakdom, okay? The problem is, okay, just between me and you, that I challenge you to find this haftocha in the Hakdom. Okay? Now I'll tell you what's there, and I'll tell you how I'm going to read this line in a different way, okay? What's there is like this. In the Hakdoma, he writes, V'ein kavanosi b'zeh ha-ma'amah levayir din mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs avol misapurim levad. He's not interested in telling you din. He's interested in the minyan, ha-mitzvahs, correct? I'm going to try to find that for you.
The bottom.
Okay, now, the next line is the important one. He says, V'im avaya mehem, V'im means, if I do it, that's after, you know, this drasha v'yishmol, V'im, three times the Torah is generally Rishus, and three times the Chayv. It's a Kabbalah kilu like that. V'im, avaya mehem be'eshe eskarom, avaya oisei outside bi Hashem. If I'm going to explain it, what will I do? I will say, explain what the mitzvah is. Okay? Ad shivoda zeat sivu ashora eze dova bhu v'al Hashem al eze dova noifa. Does it say here in any way that there's haftoch about anything? Is that the way you would interpret what he says? That's amazing, isn't it? Okay? Correct? Are we okay? So, Hashem means what is the mitzvah talking? In other words, what is the definition in yeshivish lingo, which I don't want to use, okay? What's the gedorah of the mitzvah? I just want to make it easier. You know, it's to define what is the mitzvah. Plain definitions, okay? To give the baby a name, as they say in the colloquial, okay? And l'cheira, that's what he says. Outside pirush Hashem, correct? And that's what he's talking about there. And then he says im, correct? So this looks like, you know, very odd, correct? So I suggest the following, okay? I would suggest that you do the following. Maybe we'll see. I'm going to suggest like this, okay? I want to suggest some parentheses. Just one second. Let's see. Oh, baby. What number is it now? 10? Okay. The scoop is, I would suggest grammatical notation, which is known today, which didn't exist as far as I'm. I would suggest you put a parenthesis, and the beginning of the parenthesis goes on va'avaya, before va'avaya. Okay, and the parenthesis ends at the end of Betchilas Ma'amor. And if the sentence really reads, V'ato aschil lahazkir kol mitzvah u'mitzvah, ki zoisi kavanos ha'maima. That's what I want to do. Okay? Then he says in an aside that I will mavaya outside of pirush kamo she'adnu. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. One second. The end of the, I did this wrong. I would say maybe what I did was wrong. What's just one second? I think you should do like this. Let's see if I can read it. Rabbi outside finish. Maybe to put the print, the end of the print is Al Pirush Hashem. That's what he's going to do, correct? He said he's going to explain, he's going to say every mitzvah, correct? And then outside Pirush Hashem, that's a parenthetical remark. If you like it, you know, okay. But, you know, I can't do any better than that. Either you can leave it as a kasha or you can do like this. But you understand yourself, there's a problem over here. Okay. Now let's continue, okay? I'm not sure how good this is, you understand? But, you know, there wasn't a haftocha. That's clear, okay? Is that clear enough? The V'im is not a haftocha, correct? Okay.
But there is a fach at the count of your mitzvah.
So right. That's why I'm saying the ata aschil is called kol mitzvah mitzvah. And there's a parenthetical remark, Vavaye atzad pirush Hashem. He can do that.
He put a comma in both places. He did what the Rebbe did.
He put a comma?
Put a comma before Vavar and a comma after Hashem. He was sensitive to the problem.
Okay. So you can put a comma there. Okay, good. Let's put a comma. Okay. But does he put another Kamoshi Adnu, Betchilas Amamorenu, Kizois? Do you have any other commas? He has another comma? If he has another comma, that's bad. Then he missed it.
Oh, it's bad. He's a comma. He missed it.
You can't have another comma. Because you have another comma, you lose the whole point. If you only have two commas, then you're okay. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Because then you lose the whole point to what the comma is all about. Okay? Because the comma is another way of saying it's a parenthetical remark. But if you use commas completely, then it becomes confusing, okay? Can I continue? Okay, because there was no haftocha in the Hagdama that he's going to Mavaya Pirush Hashem. The haftocha was only that he's getting maske mitzvah mitzvah. Okay? Correct? Next point. Vihine. Neus etzli. She'achaber el, now he uses very strange, she'achaber el hakavona hazeis tesefes. Okay? Now I know nothing about anything, okay? I'm not an Arabic scholar, I don't know anything. But, you know, I just have a question for the translators, okay? First of all, I think Kapok's translation, el hakavona hazeis amatora hazeis, might be better, okay? But okay. You can leave it the way you want, okay? I'm more interested in achaber, okay? So, here's the scoop. Like this. Don't get it. What's it? I ended up forgetting to write this note down. I'm sorry. There's a note here that I have that just didn't get here. I apologize. And I'll explain it now. Okay, here it is. Here's the point. If you look at the Arabic, V'ro'ui, here it says V'ro'ui. This kapok translates v'roi l'tzaref l'kach, v'roi l'tzaref l'kach, hagdomazu. Okay. Now you look at the sefach, the addition to Shurish Chi, and you'll find something interesting. Okay. Here is the hagdoma. Okay. The Arabic is Yangvi An Yatsna, exact same Arabic, okay? There and here. And there it says, Mimashu Roy L'Sapich L'Klal Hazeh. Okay? Now, either way, I know nothing about Arabic, okay? Either way is okay for me. But L'Sapich, the interpretation of the word means that it's a corollary, okay? Correct? And over here, if you just say letzarif, it's just the, or a chaber, he's just gluing it together. It's not a corollary, okay? Okay? So, I really would like to know what the proper translation is, but you can't translate the same Arabic words in a different way in two different places. Correct? The words are the same. Okay? Okay. I'm sorry. Just didn't get in. I may put it in my notes and show it. I don't know. But it's an important It's, the nuance of Sefach, I think, is more that it's a corollary, correct? And the nuance of Tzarev doesn't tell you anything. Okay? Can I continue? Okay?
Can you remind me what a corollary
means? It's like you have like a thesis, and you have a subcategories in the thesis, but it really is part of the original thesis. Okay. So then you could say this also is originally part of the original thesis. The Hainu that the Oinchin, we say we Oinchin mitzvah say, but there's another thing about how to count Oinchin that sometimes Oinchin can tell you something about Minyan mitzvahs. Or it's a separate note which it's hanging on, okay? Correct? The Arabic is the same, so both of them are equivalent, okay? Now I just made it, it's Vihi, okay? As he says, Azois Tisefis Vihi, it's going on Tisefis, right? Sheim Zochri HaMitzvah Asher Aleho Adin Im Asei. What? How does he translate? No. I'm wanting. I'm before that. You're light years ahead of me. Achay zochri hamitzvah. Just read it.
Vehine shebeis haskarsa mitzvah.
Yeah.
Yesh aleha onesh mesuyim.
Ah. This doesn't make any sense. I'm reading. No. Okay. No problem. Okay, I'm okay. This is a disaster. See, See, it doesn't. It's very confusing. I understand what he's saying at the end. He says here the way Kap Chaim Heller has it, "Vihi sheim zochei mitzvah sheoleo hadin." I don't know what the din. I don't know what he's talking about. Im aseh loisa se aska onshe. So. Vihi sheim im zochri hamitzvah asher oleho oinish mesuyim im aseh loisase esko oso, something like that.
Askir oinsha.
That makes it esko osko askir. Let's go. Askir is also better than esko. Correct. That makes sense. The word the sentence reads okay. It's not, it's not a halachic question, but, you got to, the sentence has to read, correct? V'oimer, okay, kam v'oincha, v'oimer, v'oiver alze yischai misa, o keres, o korben, kach v'cha, o kach, okay? Because, why it says korben, kach, o kach?
That's the Hebrew. That's the translation.
No. The Rambam says because I see this. I'm a little confused. I really don't know the answer. See, I would have said that the answer is because korban. It could have been a korban chatos, or a korban oshem vaday, or a korban oshem toli, or a korban olivieret. Correct. Chorus is the same chorus. Okay. Okay, Misa over here, you know what Misa means? Misa de Shemaim. That's also okay. It's same, every old same Misa de Shemaim. Oh, Malchus is all the same Malchus, correct? There's no two different types of Malchus. But then there should have been Misa's Bezno Tashlumim. It should have explained it then. I don't know why he goes out of his way to say Korban Kach or Kach, correct? Is that fair? Correct? Can I continue? I'm continuing, okay, even if you're not going to let me, because I got to get going. Point. Here, the Rambam has completely left his original kavona of what Minyan HaMitzvah is supposed to be about. So I understand if you write a Sefer Minyan HaMitzvah and you want to write the Tayag Mitzvah, so you write Tayag Mitzvah, okay? That I understand, okay? I also understand why you might want to say what the mitzvah is, okay? But telling us in Minyan HaMitzvah that is an Einish, unless it's the Chayvei Krisus and there's no Ashora, and you're using this in order to make Ashora, it's completely, he has completely gone out of the context of what he's doing. He's left the framework because discussing the Einish has nothing to do with Minyan HaMitzvah. It's more for Mishneh Torah. What does it tell you about anything? You see, the Bahag uses the Einshim as an organization. Correct? Here he's not using it to organize. He's giving you information. Correct? This information is completely irrelevant to Minyan HaMitzvah. Correct? So he has now left the framework. Everything he's done before could be explained. This cannot, I cannot explain it. Or maybe he can explain it. I can't explain it. Okay? He doesn't really, you know something? I'm not sure he's trying to explain it. Maybe just saying Naos, it's a nice idea. But it really is not germane to Minyan HaMitzvah. What does he mean by Naos?
Does he do it?
Yes, he does.
He sticks to this the whole way.
He sticks to this and he just says those that are poshut, he's not going to waste the reader's time because it's Dibur Loi Tzorach. But those that are not obvious, he does it. Correct? See, according to the Bahag, it's an organization. This is nothing to do with it. This is information. Information. We're not here from information. Mishneh Torah is about information. Can I continue?
We said Yosher Be'enai, not just nails.
Okay, Yosher Be'enai. It's the same type of thing. You know, it's not, you see, I just wonder how he uses this word in general. Because here, you see, normally the Rambam, who is the master of organization and the master of setting up a task and actually sticking to the ground rules, okay? At the beginning, when he defines the ground rules, he extends them in his organization in a way that completely is out of the box of what he's trying to do. Which is odd to me. Okay?
Unless he's feeling that people are too accustomed to the Onshim and the Bahag, and he wants to cover his bases there.
Unless, that's what I'm saying. I want to contrast the Bahag, but that's a different issue, okay? And the Bahag in no way mentions the Bahag. He uses the Einshim. He doesn't use Tashlumim. Tashlumim is separate. He doesn't use the Korban. In other words, but you know, you want to tell you because people are accustomed to the Bahag. You think about it if you think that's something that I should, you know, okay, whatever you like, okay? I'm open to everything. Okay, next. Now, then he continues. Okay? So this Misa is Misa de Shemaim. Correct? Okay. O Tashlum. Okay? V'chol ma shaloi ezko boy, that's probably Aski is probably better. Okay. Onesh mino einshin. Teda. He's giving you a rule. You can learn. See, normally you can't learn from the exclusion, okay? From the, you know, you can say something, okay? But the same way you can say, lo re'ino eino raya, you can't have a meaning of not doing something, you have a meaning of doing something, okay? The Rambam says you can also learn from the fact that he doesn't mention it. Teida, shim hi mitzvah, mitzvah lo yisaseh, hine kmo she'omru, ka'eve al mitzvah melech. Correct? What's mitzvahs melech? Where does that come from? It means he's chayiv. He's not chayiv malchus, but he violated a law. Correct? Mitzvahs melech is not the Rambam's innovation. It's the word is really gzeiras melech, and the Rambam's not the first time they quoted it. He quoted Shor Shmini when he talks about violating mitzvahs. It says gzeiras melech. Correct? And the Makor, I think, as I pointed out there, is it Tesefta increases? Perik Aleph Alachavav Zaklal Kol Mitzvah Loisa says Sheish Bo Ma'ase Loikin Aleil Es Arboim Sheim Bo Ma'ase Enkel Loikin Es Arboim V'Shar Kol Loisa says Shevatera Hare Elu Bazhora Ho'Oiver Ha'Elu Bazhora Ho'Oiver Al Gzeras Melech HaMelech. Okay. So he's saying, this is what it is. You violate it, but there's no oynish. That's all he's trying to say. And I'm just saying over Tesefta. Okay? We ain't learn a lo insha. Okay? This is also out of context. In other words, if he's doing a systematic interpretation of Oinshin, and when you get Oinshin and why you get Oinshin, so this comment is in the is in place, okay? If he's just an answer to Bahag, this comment is completely out of place, okay? So I would vote against the Bahag, and he's trying to give a systematic interpretation of what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. Correct? Which is completely out of the frame of reference of Minyan HaMitzvahs. Correct? Okay. Can I continue? No. The Omnom, now he makes a new statement, which is very, very interesting. The Omnom, Mitzvahs Asei Kulon. Now, his comments before were limited to Mitzvahs Lois Asei, right? Hine kol mitzvah mehem b'eis chiyuv asiyasa. Now he's not talking about in the aftermath, but he's talking about a prelude to the mitzvah before it's coming, not as an epilogue to the mitzvah, okay? The oynish is an epilogue, okay? If he violates the mitzvah, this is oynish, okay? Now he's turned the chronological time, and now we're talking about before. Correct? The omnom mitzvah se kulam hine kol mitzvah mehem b'eis chiyuv asiyasa yesh lonu lahakis b'shoitim. What does Kapach say?
Ritzua.
Okay. There's a very important thing over here. We'll see. Animna me'aseisa. The person who refuses to do it, achiomus, o ya'ase oisa. The two choices, okay? O shi'av uzman achiyuv. K'misha ova'al v'lo yashav besukah. Okay? He didn't sit in the sukkah. Derech moshel, after the whole chag is over. Okay? Okay? Now I continue talking about this? Okay. Now, just simply before we get, I know that each word over here is very interesting, okay? But just before we do something that's, before we get involved in each word, just generally, you know, what's he talking about? And then, you know, we can look in the nitty gritty. What's the point over here? The point is that he's talking about Makis Maldis, right? And Makis Maldis is a techocha lokuf lekayim as a mitzvah. It's to force the person. It's what you call kfiya, okay? As the Gemara says, Iksuvus on Pei Vav and Aleph Tanina, Bama Dvor Mamurim Mitzvah Leisase. Our mitzvah say going Oshoyimim Lo Yasei Sukkah Veinu Oise Lulu Veinu Oise Makin Oise Ad Sheteitze Nafsha. Oh, that's the Gemara. And that's what Rashi says. Kodim she'ova alasei v'yesh biyodo l'kayim. And you'll see, the Yad Malachi clearly points that also in Kol HaTalmud in Kol Tovkuf Yudalad. The question is, before we get started, okay, who is this obligation? This lechera, this is not relevant because it's not an oynish. It's a parenthetical remark to tell you that you should know this is not an oynish. And it's just kfiya al mitzvahs, correct? Correct? That's what it is. It's nothing to do with what we want before, okay? And the truth is, it's only, you know, I don't know if it's mefuish b'kor or whatever it is, but, you know, it's nothing to do with anything, okay? We're not getting involved. It's a parenthetical remark, correct? Because he's telling you, when he talks about Lois Aseh, he's going to tell you about the ancient. But when he talks about Aseh, we find someone who looks like an Oynish and not an Oynish. And he's not going to mention it. Because it's irrelevant. Correct? Correct? You see, you understand yourself, if his point was the Bahag for organization, the last two comments are completely out of context. Correct? Okay. That is my first point, correct? Now, the question is, who's supposed to do this? Chaim Yankel sees Harry in the street. He says he's not Mekayim Sukkah, so let me just go get him. Or it's Bezdin. Who's supposed to do this? Okay. Correct? So it comes along Pirush Mishnayos. In Ksuvus, Perek Dal, he doesn't tell you who's supposed to do this. Okay. In Perek Dal and Mishnah Vav, V'yadua Sheish Ledayin, Lokuf Esa Odom, Almatan Atstoka, Lefi Shehi Mechlal Mitzase, Shechoyva Lahalkais, Esa Odom Achi Kaim Oise Mitzah. Oise Mitzase, Shechal Alov Chiu Vasiosa. Beoisa eis o achiomus. Vize klau bechomitsase. Okay. So this is the mitzvah. He says very clearly the mitzvah's kfir is on the dying. It's not in everyone be so, correct? Maybe this is pshat in mitzvahse kufayin vov. He should see one who lino is shaved in the shaitin, shachrichulasis mitzvah satera. Okay? Isn't that a nice lotion? Mitzvah kuf ein vav Okay? Can I continue? There's also Pashas of Rashi. Did I say anything wrong? Okay. Pashas of Rashi in Sanhedrin. Because we'll see later that this Rashi in Sanhedrin says there were certain kalim from Dayanim. And one of them was a makel for Makis Mardis. Okay? So if it's a clear Dayanim, so you understand that he's in that camp. I would assume. It's no raya, but I think it's a reasonable assumption to make. Okay? I would say this in Yireim also. It's even Kuf Samach Dalet. Venerally, Shein Advor Malola, but Bezin Shal Eretz Yisrael, or Bezin Shal Chutz La'aretz, Einu Ashoyin La'kofay, B'makin O'Yisrei, Do, La'kofay, B'makin O'Yisrei, Do, Ha'tanya, Makin O'Yisrei K'nosahu. So he also is talking about this, and he disagreed, okay? All of them, it Rambam, Rashi, Yireim, correct? Now, it is, but I decided not to go into it because it really is irrelevant to me. Okay, what's relevant to me is that he says it's only by dying. I understand. Okay. Then he says like this. That is what I tell you. However, also the Achrayim, and one of the Achrayim, the Kseis, in Simon Gimel, Sifkot Nalif, also says you need Bezdin. And he says in the Sivis, in Simon Gimel, Sif Aleph, Sifkot Nalif, that it's Midin, Shekol the Mitzuv Lafish Chavayim Yisra. Okay, not like the Sivis. That's all reasonable, no? And he says, the Meshev of Nesiva says, Lafish Meisa is Hakob Alma. Avo Bezin Shekoy from the Kayim Mitzis, I say, Makino is a Tete Nafshe. But Lafish Meisa ain't Makino is a Tete Nafshe. That's what he tells in the Sivis. That's the point, okay? Now, this is a backdrop for the following. Comes the Eben Ozel and asks the question, why is it that the Rambam does not mention Kofen Al HaMitzvos in Mishneh Torah? Okay. See, he says that the Rambam held that Kilu it's not lalo, whatever. It shouldn't have been a Mishnah. I'm a Chazer boy. Okay. But if it's so poshut in Pirush HaMishnah, and it's Kilu a hagdoma to Sefer Mitzvos, like the Dvorim Pshutim, Kilu is nothing to talk about. To say that the Rambam was Chazer boy is a little bit odd. It's Eben Ozel and Hilchos Kriya Shema in Perei Beis Halacha Yud Gimel. I'm just pointing out the problem. It's not Mishneh Torah. Okay. However, okay, I understand. Okay.
Because he shouldn't have put it. He really made a big point of it.
I'm not saying that's the point. Correct? So it's very difficult. It makes a big point over here. It's very difficult to say that he's Chazabai. Correct? It's like you are like an apology,
If you would have mentioned he's Chazabai, but just assume it is.
Now, this has nothing to do with Makis Mardish that happens to be an Oynish after you violate Yisurim, and certainly Yisurim the Rabbonim. Correct? Or Yisurim the Raidon, certainly with maintain Torah. Because there, the minion is Lamates. And it's not actually Tetzin Nafsh, it doesn't do it anything. Because Lam Hilchas Sanhedrin, and Perek Tezayin, Alocha Gimel, V'chol Malkish, Shemalkin, Dainei Chutzlorit, V'chol Mokoim, Ein Ola Makis Mardis. So I assume that he means it's the same. It's just the question who does it. And the Ralbach in his Kunsha Smicha also goes like this. Okay, that, you know, you shouldn't compare the two. And L'chol you shouldn't. And the Biagro in Choshe Mishmat Simuchav Zayin. In Ov Aveilu, there's no issue of Makin Ashtetzin Nafshei, and the whole discussion of the Oichol Matzah Be'er Pesach, not Rambam, it's a Torah Sefer. There's no such Rambam. Okay. The Ran has an Oynish. If you violate the mitzvah. The Ran, the Chdush, the Chulin, Kuflam, the Bezna, the Chain, Kivin, Shu, Ova, Sukkis, Vloy, Not, Alulov. Oh, Shu, Rosh, Besukka, Kivin, the Lesley, Su, Lemesa, Besukka, Vit, Alulov, Malkinen, Le, Alboim, Chosa, Achas, Vesuloy. I'm not saying Ova, Sukkis. I'm talking about the, what the Rabbonin, the right, because I'm not sure, I'm not getting involved in the whole issues of why Lulav is the Mikdash she can Google. That's irrelevant to me. Yeah. It's a chid. Ram doesn't say that, okay? Now we're simple. We understand the Raman introduces the new klal in mitzvahs, and in Pirush Mishnayis, he clearly says it's a Nadayin. Here he doesn't make a statement about who does it, okay? But on the other hand, all the other things are done by Bezdin, the order. So, you know, I don't know. Chesn, okay? But but this is like a double push, like the ABCs in the Rambam, correct? Now, I want to just point out an interesting observation. Now, he has, Rav Chaim Heller, has Lahakris B'Sheitim. I don't know what Sheitim are. Or rods or something like that. Okay. So here, I just want to point this out to you. Okay. Here, the Arabic is balsut. Okay. Right? Yeah. And Kapach and Korach explain it as a ritzua. Okay. Now, if you look back at all the times, remember I pointed out the Rambam goes out of his way by Malkus to say that it's Biritzua. Okay? Correct?
Hebrew.
And there it's also the original Arabic. It's in the same Arabic as Malkus. Okay? So you can't, if you're a serious translator, you can't translate this as Shoitim as there, as with Sua, when it's the same word. Unless you explain yourself. The context is something, but there's no context over here. At least maybe I'm just, I'm lacking it. There's no context to say different, okay? Correct? So the proper translation is with Sua, and it's the same thing. Whatever, you want to translate, you want to trace Balsut over there, something else? What?
What's the verb in those places? Maybe it's a different verb. This is the verb. And this is the noun.
But here's Malkus. Malkus, you look over there, look, just check it out. But I think it's irrelevant, okay? And, you know, they themselves, all of them translated, like, I think, you know, okay. I have one point, okay? That's why this is the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam over here. Because the Rambam is clearly saying that whatever you use for Malkus Aboyim, you should use for Makanesha Tetzin Nafshei, the same Balsa. Right? The same thing. This is why I saw this in the Rambam. But I remembered when I said Shuma Sanhedrin, if you recall. Hello? On Davov, Rashi says that in the Kalim from Dayonim, there's a Ritzua and a Makel. And he says, Makel is for Techocha, and Ritzua is for Malkus. So Chanan Drazach. It's not the Rambam over here. Is that a fair observation? Correct? Fair? No, so I just pointed out, you know, besides that it's a wrong translation, it's misleading about the Rambam's opinion about this issue. And the Rambam agrees with Rashi, which he doesn't. Okay? Now, the Rashi is not involved. It's Zion Mabez, Dirmas Ritzua. Ritzua, Lamalkis, Makal, Lamalkis, Madis, Achi Arzaboy. And Lechayr means, what is say Makal? It means like a to Ritzaboy, like a father hits his son. That's Lechayr, the point, okay? It's to give him techocha. It's the rod to hit with the rod, you know, to give him the, I don't know, it used to be, you know, it's very much out of style today, because I assume the problem was it was done more, you know, the question is, you know, what the kavana was. But the ka'av, ha'reides benoit, that's really the issue. Unless you have a sadistic father, the purpose is that the son should behave himself. Okay? Now, the interesting thing is the Ritvon Makis, Chavez Mabez, says V'chein Nira Midivrei Rashi Shekos the Perek Kamos Sanhedrin Gabi Klei Dayonim Shomu Shom Makil Utsua Makil Amakis Maldus Utsua Lamalkis V'zehu Maldus. He says that's a Loshin Maldus Makis Maldus Loshin Ridui Kodem Haride B'Makil O B'Ritzua Kmo Shiyirtze Ha'av Ha'reide es benoi for av es talmidoi. Umakin be'ezer mokum shiyutsu be'im lefona be'im lachav. It's all the din of, that's what he says. That's not the geitas, okay? But it's a whole different thing. So I assume Rashi learns that reide boy is with a rod and a whip is bezden. Okay, but say that. But the Ram doesn't differentiate. Correct? Next. The Ram says Achetetze Nafsha, correct? The Achrinim Noktak Dovah Poshit, the Ram means until the guy is finished. It means Misa Mamish. Or Tzameach Gershin Peribez Al-Chachof Umeato Nizboinein Gabi Kfiyas Bezden Harim Ovo Odom Averi Sheish Boi Malkis Hari Ein Makin Oisei Achetetze Nafsha. Vim Ovar, I say, Loi Machayev me, the creator boy. Rak be Oimim Loi Kayem, Milsador, Asher Biodol Asaisai. Oz Makanois Achetetin Afshi, the Nimsa, the Ain Bezin Machayev and Oisai, Rak Eu, Baatma Machayev is Nafshi, Biodoi, Bechol Shoo, Lohose Mimenu, Esamar Hazer. Let's say Bezna Novi would come and say, this guy, if you hit him until he dies, he's not gonna move. So what would you say he should do? Okay, what would you say? So I say he shouldn't touch the guy. Because kfir means to make the guy do the mitzvah. The guy's gonna kill him. That's not the purpose. They shoo him because he's still a hope. Okay? Maybe the guy will be chayzer. But it's not a sadistic thing. It's to make the guy, but that's what the Osmech said. If we saw you, no, you shouldn't touch him. I assume that's what he means. He says, V'ilu ha'v'yadi bezen b'vada lo yirtze v'gali kamayu k'moy kamishmaya sh'lo yetuelis min k'viyosam sh'yim sanasha zeh ha'loy oz. Not only even to touch the guy. Okay? The Meshevev Smissivus in Simon Vav, Vagam Lafisha Meiso, Nami, Eno El Hakobi Alma. Our Bezin Shekleven Kaim Mitzvah, I say, Makar Shetachin Avshay, Kagoyim Vermis Sukha Enioise, V'ilu bisua ein makinois achitetei nafshe. Toloi omu niten latzila b'nafshe ela ba'avei reis yiduos. Going away, Dave. I now am a rosa. I'm a mokum shikonoim poigim boy. But I say it's to it's achitetei nafshe because you want to do the mitzvah. Okay. One more point. Okay. Ram says over here that Sukkos, the end of Sukkos is when the kfiyah stops. Okay. So I could imagine that the kfiyah is for the first night of Sukkah, because that's a chayiv, and the rest is rishus, correct? So what's the kfiyah? Correct? Ram is differentiated. So it could be there is a separate kfiyah for your kfiyah for the first night. Can't sign, okay? But it doesn't make an issue of it, okay? And that's not the point. The point is mitzvah sukkah. So the answer is that even though shayom rishus, but there's certain points where you have to be in the sukkah. If you're eating something that's mechayiv sukkah, then you can be kfiyah to sit in the sukkah. If he's about to go to sleep, then he could for the sukkah. So, you know, the guy's standing here doing nothing, and he's sitting out of sukkah. He's on a tea. He's on a trip, okay? You can't start whipping the guy and go to the sukkah, okay? I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure what exactly he wants him to do until Sha'ovah Chag. In some ways, he wants to do it once. In other words, if he didn't do it, it doesn't make a difference if he did it or didn't do it, right? Let's say he sat in the sukkah once. He's not doing it now. I'm not sure. You see, Glam doesn't say anything. What's Ova v'lo yosha b'sukkah? Because Ova means afterwards. But before he could have sat in the sukkah the first 2 days, and afterwards he decides not to. So it's the same thing. Nothing has changed, correct? Correct? Okay. Just wanted to point this out. It's nothing about the first night. It's about the sukkahs. And l'chayre it, because you can find certain cases that you're mechuyev, correct? Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Now, that is the first discussion, which I thought was very interesting, but, you know, I still am very confused at the Rambam putting it in the thing. You understand any of these other tutsim are completely out of context, correct? We don't understand it. Okay, let's continue. Now, the gam kein bezochri hamitzvos she'ein hanoshim chayovos bohen yiu asei oylois aser oimer v'zeis hanoshim chayovos bohen. In other words, it's a quote, correct? It's what he's going to say. This mitzvah noshim chayovas bo, ain chayovas bo. In other words, the assumption is again, v'yadu, right? If he says it, they're not chayiv. Otherwise, you assume they are. But then he says, in certain situations, I'm not going to finish this part. We'll have to spill over to next week. Certainly, bring that up. V'yadu she'ena noshim donois, v'lo meidois, v'lo makrivus korban v'yadayim. This itself is a long discussion. What about Melchemes Mitzvah? Okay? Correct? Right? Then he continues, says, V'chol Mitzvah shehi tluyi bebezden o be'edim o be'avoida o be'melchemes v'shus lo etzfarech she'oime v'zeis Ein hanoshe chayoves bo. Why? Ki ze teisves dibo. Ein boi tzoch. He's not going to have words that are irrelevant. Okay? But he's going to tell you what it is. So here again, this is completely irrelevant to minyan mitzvahs. Is there a nafkamin if noshe chayoves or ein chayoves? It's from dini mitzvah, okay? You can say it's a question about the chiyuv mitzvah, but that's really irrelevant to us. Correct? It's a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Okay. Now, it comes out that anything has to do with Mikdash or anything has to do with Dayanim, we don't talk about Noshim. Okay? Because we know it's an open and shut case. But what's he going to talk about? Those cases that are not because of like Mitzvah Shesh Man Gromor, say this, that's what he's interested in. Okay? We'll have to see what those are. And we'll also have to explain what he means in Melchemes Mitzvah, which the impression is the Noshim Achai Melchemes Mitzvah. It means they go fighting, they don't go fighting, and we'll see exactly what that means. Okay? Believe me, that will be for next week. Okay?